going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We're back here at the Hooters in Metairie for our WWL Draft Fest coverage, brought to you by TrainSouth.com. And we just had Ole Miss corner back, Trey Amos, coming off the board to the Washington Commanders. It's the Chicago Bears on the clock right now. Guys,
boy, and you look at Trey Amos. That was some Mike Ball. If he could have slid 10 more maybe slots for the Saints.
Louisiana guy.
Yeah, and, like the 71
Charlie
to the
likes
61.
This. He started at University of Louisiana. He was a raging Cajun. Then he goes to Alabama for a year. Last year, Deuce, he goes to your old team in Ole Miss. And, boy, did he produce there. And they showed it on TV. He's in Bro Bridge, Louisiana. How about that?
Yeah. Bro, yeah, home of, you know, a Hall of Fame. I mean, a Super Bowl quarterback, Jake DeLong.
That's right.
See him every year, man. Yeah. He's such a class, good guy. He does commentary color for the Panthers.
Carolina, yeah.
More into horses than anything
else. He's a professional.
That he loves to do now.
Professional horse breeder.
Yep.
Commanders, you have Lattimore. And I think last year they also picked up a cornerback, if I remember correctly. I think they have a cornerback, but that was one of that was why they traded.
For Lattimore.
For Lattimore.
Yeah, exactly.
To try to get some
to address that. Yeah, yeah.
So you get another piece there with Trey Amos, and he's a guy that can be physical for you. Probably a little disappointed. He probably thought he should have been late first round, but he still goes in the second round. You're in a good situation when you go into to Washington.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With Jaden Daniels, how they loaded up.
Well, they were wanting to look right there to go to the Super Bowl, represent the NFC, right, and nipping on the Eagles' heels.
Yeah, and so for Trey, like you said, started right there at UL and then goes to Alabama, ends up in Oxford, and, you know, he's played his way into the NFL, and pretty good situation that he goes to.
High school quarterback, too.
High school quarterback.
Played a little high school quarterback, just like Treyton Harris did at Como High School, and he had a receiver by the name of Malik Nabers.
Well, I bet he could run.
So, you know, hey, listen, it is what it is. But, boy, talk about Louisiana guys. Look at all those guys from the state. And, you know, we just like a little drop of the dime in the United States. But look at all the players. Louisiana, Mississippi produces to the National Football League. Unbelievable.
The pick before Trey Amos, guys, running back R.J. Harvey, ended up going to the Denver Broncos. So Sean Payton picking and scooping up a running back right there.
Good all-around running back, Steve. Not the fastest guy, but, boy, he's got great vision, ability to pull away from people. He's strong in the lower body, catches the ball pretty well coming out of the backfield. And so he's that all-purpose type back that Payton really likes. That can do a lot of different things, not only as a runner, but also as a receiver coming out of the backfield.
We just got three more selections to go in round two, gentlemen. We'll be wrapped up with that. The pick is in for the Chicago Bears. We'll see where we go there. I'm seeing here on my draft tracker, at least, they're saying best fit, Siobhan Revelle, Darius Alexander, or Deion Walker in this pick.
Mike, what do you think right here with the Bears? You know, look at what they've addressed. And,
well, one thing is they got Ben Johnson, every toy in the world, and then they got Tropilla on offense, too. They got to go defense somewhere along the
line. At some point, you better get some defense. I mean, D.A. doesn't have any help.
Right.
So far, you got a lot of toys offensively.
You know, one guy that hasn't been picked yet, but Jack Sawyer.
From Ohio State.
The
edge guy, yeah. He was the one, you remember when he...
But does he fit that defense?
Well, you know who he reminds me a little bit of? Trey Hendrickson.
Trey Hendrickson.
He reminds me a little bit of Trey. And how he's built, how he plays the game, there's a lot of similarities physically.
Well, what was the big play he made? He scooped and scored or something?
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, look at that.
And he was a tight end in high school. That's how they recruited him to Ohio State.
And he was one, he's so well-spoken, he was the one they'd all like always interview. Boy, it seemed like the good old American boy. You know when you just see him out there, Mike, how they had him?
And he was the guy that...
Yes, sir. No, sir. You know,
that sort of broke up the fight at the end between Ohio State and Michigan.
Yeah. Right.
One dude to break that fight up, you got to be a bad dude.
Right.
And they got a lot of respect for Jack Sawyer.
Well, and he called his coach out for it.
Yeah, he did. Exactly.
Yeah.
This is the Bears' third second-round pick. Three number twos. Wow.
So, Mike, right now, I don't know, just off the top of my head, it seems like, you know, when you give grades to all the teams, I don't know, the Bears seem like they got an A right now. I mean,
the other thing, too, is they have not addressed the running back position. Would Caleb Johnson be a pick here?
Okay, it looks like the pick is in, Mike. We're going to see. Who are the Bears? Who are they going to address? Because, high expectations for the Bears to try and keep pace in the NFC North. And I said they might be the 25 version of the 24 Commanders.
I love seeing all the Packers fans here booing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They hate them. Come on.
Ain't no love lost there.
Especially three times in one round. It's the third time the Bears have picked.
What school did he go to?
Texas A&M, Shamir Turner. Texas A&M. Look, all the guys that came out of there, started there.
And they have two Shamirs.
Stewart and Turner.
Yeah, Shamir.
He's a guy that if you press the right buttons on him, he's going to play. But you got to be able to press the right buttons with him. So they gave Dennis Allen a big man, finally. Gave him a big man.
Big man, but he's from A&M. He's an A&M guy.
That's right.
There you go.
That's the connection.
Exactly. And so
Giga Maggies.
Looked like he could play the nose as well as the three slid inside to a one technique. But, I mean, he's a guy that can get after the quarterback. And if I remember correctly, I think both of those guys were five stars.
Both. And so was Walter Nolan.
Yeah, and Walter was the other one.
Yeah.
That was the best defensive line that money could buy, and then it kind of shifted out. Well, it shifted out, but Jimbo ends up getting fired because of them.
And Jimbo got better NIL money than
got
any
better,
of them.
Correct.
Deuce, like right now, looking at defensively, we're trying to stop the run. Okay, now D-line got a holders on. They can't get knocked back into the trenches. Who's spelling Godshaw when he's not in the game? He's not going to play every defensive rep.
Me and you?
Do you think we have that guy? I don't think we have that guy yet.
Last year, you drafted he got a redshirt year.
The one from Northern Iowa? What was his name?
Christian Boyd.
That's what they count on?
I'm not saying they count on him, but I'm just saying.
I don't think body size. See, because I don't think Colin Sanders or Nate Shepard's that guy.
Bink has the body.
Yeah, but they get knocked off the ball. I'm talking about a guy that can occupy two guys blocking and let the linebackers
Christian Boyd, 6'2", 320.
Yeah, that's who they got to count on. Yeah.
As we head to break, guys, the Kansas City Chiefs taking Omar Norman Lott, the defensive lineman out of Tennessee, the Philadelphia Eagles on the clock to wrap up round two. We're taking a break here on our TrainSouth.com Draft Fest coverage on WWL. Join us at Hooters and Menory on Vets. See you there right back after this on WWL.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.